Hello, guys. Welcome back to another episode of the Rated 18 podcast. I'm still your girl, King Cheek, aka Big Baby. And today I have with me a very pleasant surprise. Say hello to my co-host, Valenci.
Hi, guys. My name is Emefiele Victory, aka Valenci.
And together we'll be hosting the Rated 18 podcast.
I'm so excited.
Okay, so the topic of today is actually a continuation of the previous episode, which is sexual fetishism. Valenci, like, it was a hot one. Like,
oh my God,
I gave them a scenario of where there's this guy that actually loves to take my urine. Yes, like, that's what turns him on. Like, if we are doing anything, like, he has to, like, I have to pee on him.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what turns him on. So we're discussing sexual fetishism, things, very weird things that turn people on, ranging from, you know, bodily fluids, menstruation, blood.
Trust me, I that experience, it's a gist for another day. But, you know, let me hear yours.
We have to hear that gist.
I see the heart. I'm going to give it to you. Okay. That's what I'm here for. Okay, so tell me.
I don't know. Have you ever had like any experience where a guy is like, okay, you need to pee on me before he can come? Like, you're giving him all the styles. You're doing everything. You're feeling so confident that, okay, you're turning this guy's mind. But all of a sudden, you're hearing him say, pee on me. Can you pee on me? And he's begging for it.
Ugh, never.
Crazy.
But trust me, do you know that there are some people that, you know, like to have sex when you're in your period?
God.
That's so weird. At first, I thought it was weird, but things like that happen.
Have you ever experienced it before?
A friend of a friend. No, but, you know, not me, but I have a friend that, you know, her boyfriend likes it whenever she's on her period. And to me, that was weird at first because I told her, are you sure he doesn't do ritual? But that's his fetish thing.
Yeah, I think he has that menophilia fetish,
exactly.
You know, people that like the taste of menstruation blood, the smell, the sight of it, crazy. Like, it ranges up to people that like to eat other people's shit.
That's another thing I wanted to talk about. You know, it's very popular in Dubai, though.
Yes.
But trust me, girl.
Party thing.
But you know, it's happening in Nigeria, but people won't talk about it.
Yeah, it's happening in Nigeria. Exactly, there's this guy that reached out to me. Very responsible guy. Okay. Like, he's a very responsible guy, highly placed in the society. Mm-hmm. And that is his fetish. The first day he told me, I was like, geez, like, is this real? Because I've been hearing about it on social media and everything. And then when he now said it to me, I was like, okay.
True. But remember, there was a video that came out about that girl, you know, that wanted to sleep with her dog and she was enjoying it.
Okay.
So people do that too.
Yes, people do it. Yeah. Animal porn, like,
it's
people,
crazy.
People have sex with various animals. There's this one, a lady was having sex with a horse.
I saw it. Crazy. It was a video that went viral.
Crazy.
Things they happen for things social
are
media.
Things are happening in this Nigeria.
Exactly.
And even the ones that we are not seeing on social media, the ones that people don't talk about, like, exactly. I'm sure there are even like so many of them that people are not even talking about.
People experience it, but they are too shy to talk about it.
Yeah, you know the country we are in. Nigeria.
They will slice you or murder you. Who they breed?
Everybody's holier than.
Things like that happen, actually. Yeah. Things like that happen. But a lot of people don't want to talk about it because they are shy or, you know, you criticize them. But we experience these things every day.
Basically. So I don't know, like, maybe I have a fetish. I don't know if you have a fetish or you have fetish.
Let's hear yours first.
Okay.
You motivate me to, you know.
I feel everybody has a fetish. Everybody has a fetish. There's this part of the body that you're attracted to that, like, maybe like some people like, I enjoy when a guy sucks my toes during sex. I experienced it once and it was heaven.
Really?
Like, while he was doing it, he was sucking my toes at the same time. I've never experienced that kind of pleasure before. Like, you know, there's some things that you may not even know it is your fetish till it happens to you, till you experience it. Okay. Yes, I didn't know. Like, when it happened, it was mind blowing. I was like, gosh. And that was the first time it has happened.
But how did you feel? Did it make you calm?
Yes, it did.
It made you calm?
It did. He was doing it at the same time. He was sucking my toes.
Oh, my God.
Crazy. Crazy shit.
See your eyes.
Crazy.
You enjoyed it. This girl, bad girl.
And I'm saying this.
This girl is bad.
I'm bad.
No, it's okay. It's okay to be bad. Trust me.
Yeah, I'm bad. But there are people that are badder.
I know.
There are people that are badder out here. People are doing crazy things.
True.
So I also have this finger fetish thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I love it when a guy has very fine fingers. Like, it turns me on when I just look at it. And
I love to, when I'm making out, I love to actually lick my partner's like hand, you know, look everything. I don't know. I like
his hand.
Yes.
That means you have a finger fetish.
Please don't murder me. But I like it. Especially when you have a nice, you know.
Yeah, fingers.
Fingers, yeah. And all that. Once you're clean, though. I don't want to be sucking any dirty, stupid hand. Yeah, but you have to be very clean, okay. You know, so it's something I like.
You know, that means we have something in common. Mm. I love fingers. You love fingers too.
Yeah, that's but yours not toe.
You like the toes. I'm sure if it happens to you, if you experience it, you will love it.
No, but there are some guys that are very good in doing those things. There's a way they touch you. There's a way they, you know, you will not know when you just start feeling and loving it. So there are guys that are very good at it. Yes. When they like your experience, maybe he was so good at it.
Yes.
There are some people that, just like when you're giving head, you know, all guys that know how to give head now. Do you understand?
Like,
so yeah, basically.
It's true.
So it depends on the partner. It depends on the person that is doing it to you.
Exactly.
You might not even know that's your fetish. You might not know you like things like that.
Yeah, exactly.
There was a time, thank God it's rated 18. There was a time that I was making out. I didn't even know that I liked that part.
What
you
part?
Know? This what girl part? Is so bad. Leave me alone.
What part? I don't
let us
teach
hear it. But there's some, how do I even explain it? So when he was touching me, I didn't even know he was touching me. Mm. He was, you know, going down on me.
Wow.
Then he brought out a vibrator and he was going in with his dick and using the vibrator on me.
At the same time.
I saw cloud nine.
Where did he put the vibrator on your clit?
On my clit.
Wow.
And he was going in with his
Girl. The dick in the pussy and the vibrator
like
on the clit.
I was squirting everywhere.
You squirt. Yes, you know that squirt is some people's fetish. They would drink
true.
Everything.
Yes, I have. Yeah. It's crazy. So like it was so good. Funny enough, I've never experienced that before. Okay. Normally, like, you know, the guy was just sticking his but like, you know, it was a different experience. I enjoyed it. I wanted more. And after that, whenever I'm having sex, I used to just imagine someone doing it to
that
me.
That same thing. That means so it has become your fetish.
It was so cool.
Wow,
I enjoyed it. It made
nice.
Me come over and over and over again.
Wow. That's sexy.
Bad girl.
Okay, that was cool. There's this thing, you know what, when I was doing like my research on this fetish thing, I realized that, you know, in everything, there's always the advantages and there's always the disadvantages.
Yeah.
You know, in everything, there's some people that will just, you know, go borderline crazy about it. Like, they just go all out. They can't just be like, moderately.
Exactly.
They go all out till it becomes a disorder.
Exactly.
Like, they can no longer function normally.
True.
They can no longer have normal sex except that particular thing
happens.
They have fetish. Yeah. So what, like, how do you see that kind of thing? Like, if you meet a guy now and the guy is like, he has to have this thing and it's something like you don't really like feel good about. Like, what do you think?
I think when you overdo things, it's not cool. You know, you should be moderate about everything you do.
Yeah.
Don't overdo. Example, you can't be... I wouldn't want to use the vibrator every time. Because once you are very used to the vibrator, you might not even necessarily need it. So, like, don't overdo things so you don't get too used to it. My friend was just telling me about somebody who is constantly always using her vibrator. She's like, oh, without that vibrator, she wants... Example, if she goes to work, even at work, she will go to the toilet and use the vibrator on herself to come. If she's at home, like, she can even come like 10 times in a day.
At work.
Sometimes. Sometimes she'll get tired, she'll pass out, she would even sustain injuries and all of that because she's overdoing it now. She would finger herself, she has to come. Like, she's like a sex addict. She wants to use the vibrator every time, she wants to have sex every time. So when you overdo those things,
that one is colo mental.
When you overdo those things, yes, it's wrong.
Exactly. She's going crazy.
She likes sex. She's a sex addict. If she's not having sex with a guy, she's fingering herself. She's using the vibrator. Sometimes she said she was even in church. Pastor was preaching. She was just, you know, wet.
Hey.
She was turned on. That's too much.
That's
too much. So yeah,
no,
too much of everything
else.
Is bad. So
crazy.
Of course not. It's not healthy.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Like
kind of
who watch
person.
Porn.
Yeah, a man. I don't think a man can satisfy that kind of woman.
No. She's colo.
Yeah, she's so glued to vibrators and sex toys everything.
Everything. Mm. She has like everything. And when my friend was actually telling me about this gist, I'm like, eh, really?
but maybe it's because, maybe, you know, most of these women that, you know, selling. Have these things, maybe they don't have a partner, or they don't have boyfriends. You know, this single life is not easy, my sister.
It's not true.
So you see, most of these people, maybe they've been single for so long and they're not having anybody that can please them or anything. I know there's some people that do not like to have casual sex.
Exactly.
Like they don't like to just like hook up with anybody and just have sex. And then they just become so engrossed in themselves and live their lives in solitary. And then they start doing all these crazy things till it gets to that borderline, and they start for like, why is she
but
using
there's always
sex to enjoy herself?
There's always what's it called, a limit to everything, like I said, even when you're single. Babe, a lot of people are single, you know, you're single, everybody's single. Even when you're married, we're single. So like, you shouldn't overdo things, even when you don't have a partner. As at that time, don't go to the extreme to do things that are too much, just like using the vibrator every time, getting used to it. 95, okay, I know people will murder me, but 95% of women actually use vibrators. Trust me. 95. Most girls don't come through penetration. I didn't say all, I said most.
Are you among that 95%?
You are the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Until the next one.
I'm
so like,
out. I'm not among
me.
I'm not among them.
I don't know about you. I said 98. I don't know. I might
you
be
said
95.
There. Okay,
sorry, 95. 95. So like, I'm not saying all though. Oh, so please don't come for
not
me.
All.
Not all, but like 95% of, you know,
women,
female use vibrators. Most times they don't even come through penetration. Most people even form orgasm. You know what I'm talking about.
They will just
so
pretend.
Like, don't overdo things. If you're in that, I don't judge people, but if you're in that space where you need to use a vibrator just to satisfy yourself, don't overdo it. Just have a limit to everything.
But what if it's in the person's like psychology or in their physiology to just do, because sometimes you may not know when, you may not know when it's like you're getting to that extreme.
Exactly.
You know, so how would they know? Some people, like, for example, if you are eating now, some people can take like 3 spoons, some people can take 4 spoons, and before you know it, they are hungry again. So sex is just like that kind of thing, satisfying a particular desire. So most people may not even know when they are like, this is getting out of hand. This is now like mental. You need to see maybe a doctor or something, you know, psychologist.
Hey, but like I said, do you drink, do you take drugs every day?
No.
Hey. So you shouldn't overdo it. There's a limit to everything, like I said. Yeah. There's a limit to everything. Don't overdo it. That's just it. That's the remedy. Even when you're single. Trust me, everybody loves sex.
Everybody.
But don't overdo it. Do you have sex every day?
No.
Hey. So that's just the remedy.
But there's
some
people that have sex every day.
I know.
There's some people that cannot live without sex.
True.
Yeah, there's this this other one. You know, there are people that have fetish for body parts, you know, non-genital body parts, and there are people that have fetish for inanimate objects.
True.
For example, leather. I know a lot of guys, I don't know why, because sometimes when you look at all this fetish, you'll be trying to reason, like, why are these people turned on by these things?
It's weird.
So they like leather clothes. There's this guy that, you know, anytime I wear, and I've noticed, it's not even only that guy, anytime I wear a leather dress, I think majority of ladies can attest to this fact. Mm-hmm. Anytime a lady wears a leather dress, she has a lot of male admirers. Like, a lot of people are like, so I think there's something about leather that men like. I don't know what it is.
We need to ask a guy. So they'll tell us, or the guys. Guys in the house,
please tell us.
Because true. What you actually said is correct. But we're ladies.
Yeah.
We can't really say why guys like us on leather.
Yeah.
But it's crazy. Like, there's a lot. If we want to talk about this, we can go on and on and on.
We can go on.
There's a lot. But basically, the thing is, there's another guy that my friend was telling me about. I have friends that gist me. Don't judge me. There's another guy. She was saying that, there was this guy. This guy wanted her to touch his while they were making out. There are some guys that like that too. But I'm thinking, is he gay?
How would they do
I'm
it?
Just saying. So like, when they are making love, he actually wants her to touch his asshole, rub his asshole. You can actually do that. The guy is on you. You know, his asshole, you know, touch it, rub it, even stick your hand in. my father, who they breed?
Holy. Hey.
So like, there's wonderful. A lot. So when she was saying it, I'm like, really? She said, oh, the guy was like, oh, I love it. It made him calm. Yeah, so like,
yeah. That's another, yeah, most people would judge. Most guys, like, I think guys like to play that card of, okay, he's gay, na homo. Mm. If a guy is like, okay, when someone touches my anahole, like, I'm always, that makes me come. And they'll start saying, hey, he's a gay guy. But I feel like major, let me say 95%, let me use your term, 95% of men love to be touched in their asshole.
Exactly.
In their anus. They enjoy it. They just pretend. You know,
they pretend.
Society has just like created so many borders, so many boxes
and boundaries.
Especially men feel like, okay, if they say they like this thing, it's, you know, breaks their ego. Exactly. It, you know, destroys their masculinity and all that shit. But 95% of men love to be touched on their anus.
Exactly.
Take me anywhere. Quote me anywhere.
They will beat you. They will come for you.
Come and drag me. I'm in my house. 95% of men actually love it.
True.
Like, I've had like experiences where maybe I'm giving my guy a massage and I just like play around and just do it. You just hear this moan.
Just like, I have someone who likes lesbians. He likes to watch them make out. That's what turns him on.
Okay.
You know, he likes lesbians. You know, he likes girls touching themselves and all of that. A lot of guys actually love that. Do you know? They do.
I know.
They do.
I know.
95%. They do. Yeah, trust they do. Me. But they will not tell you. They'll be like, oh no, are you a lesbian? I don't like. I lie. They do.
What if the other way around? Like, is there like, I cannot say 95% of men on this one, but I think there may be like a set of guys that love to watch other guys have sex. Let's go there.
True though.
Like gay
but
guys.
But you know that I've actually imagined seeing, you know, when we have strip clubs and the ladies are stripping. I want to actually, I don't know if it's something, but like, I actually want to see a guy strip, you know, do all of those things.
They're male strippers.
In Lagos?
Yes, they're male strippers. Of course.
Really?
They're male strippers. I think most of them, you can hire them, like, you contact them on social media or something.
No, I don't want it to be private. I want it, like, the strip club.
Okay, yeah, you know, strip club.
When the girls are doing their thing, I want to see, like, different guys. Roles, you know, those things they do, that kind of thing. Yeah, actually, I think, I love that. I want to see that kind of thing.
I think there should be somewhere like that.
And, there's something that came to my mind. This girl, God help me in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
No, please, people should not drag me. But it's okay.
Okay.
So, a friend of a friend of a friend.
Mm-mm.
Is there somebody that likes, she likes someone watching her have sex? That's what turns her on.
Wow.
She likes when somebody is watching her have sex.
Okay, so this person can be just anybody.
A friend.
It
has to be a friend that she knows. But she likes someone watching her have sex.
That's also a fetish. That's crazy. But I think that's very adventurous.
Really?
It doesn't sound too harmful.
But it's not like you would engage in the sex.
You just be watching.
Her. It's not like a threesome something.
Someone like you that is very shy. I cannot do that.
Me?
One.
I don't think so. Please.
Like, you know, you.
I love it private.
Like, yeah, privacy.
Please, turn off the lights.
Exactly.
Make sure nobody's seeing that kind of ish.
Yeah, of course. I totally dig that. I totally dig it because I feel like normally I'm a shy person, naturally.
Yeah, I'm shy.
Then
very
when
shy.
I'm naked and I'm with somebody and I feel like, okay, we are supposed to have our private moment and then someone else is watching. Crazy.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Crazy. People are crazy. People are doing shit out here.
Crazy this things
Lagos.
Are happening.
Crazy things are happening. I feel like I would want to actually experience watching two guys have sex, like gay guys.
Yeah, right.
I've seen some videos and trust me, when I was watching some of those videos, I was actually getting turned on.
Really?
Yeah, I was watching this video of two gay guys having sex. Mm-hmm. Like the guy was putting his in the other guy's anus, and I was turned on. I was getting turned on.
Oh my God.
I just had, but you know one thing about like social construct, like in my head I was like, gosh, what I'm doing is very bad.
It's so wrong.
What I'm doing is very bad. I just immediately like swiped off the video.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's the same thing. Sex is sex.
Yeah.
Sex is sex. People are out there having sex with animals.
It's just that in Nigeria, they judge a lot.
Of course.
So the things you would like, or the things that you don't know that you like, when you want to, like you were saying in the video, you liked it, but because you know that they would judge you, and if you say to somebody they will judge you, you will just, you know, hold yourself and will not even want to explore that.
Yeah, of course.
So a lot of people in Nigeria don't want to explore because they are scared. Oh, you're going to judge them. What would people say? If, example, for the people who are bi or even lesbians, they don't want to say it to nobody because they are scared. What would you say? They would criticize me. They would judge me. They would drag me. So that's why a lot of people have not actually experienced the orgasm they're supposed to get from different, you know, style.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so it's something. That's basically...
I feel like sexual fetish is not really a bad thing. It's a healthy way of exploring, like she said. Exploring during sex is very healthy because it's just like...
You won't be boring.
Yeah, you won't be boring. Exploring, trying different things, finding out what you like, finding out what turns you on, finding out the easiest way for you to come. Like one of my friends said... When people are having sex, people have to hustle for your cum. You have to hustle. Everybody is there to hustle for
your
cum.
You have to hustle.
So find the easiest way.
True.
Your fetish will make, like, it will make things easy for you, trust me. If you're a woman that is finding it hard to, like, have an orgasm, once you have something that is a fetish, like, it gives that intense desire. It gives that intense arousal. Like, you can easily come inside. You don't have to do too much. You don't have to, you know, start knocking.
But people think, you know, when you have a partner that might actually judge you, just like maybe you have this Christian pastor, brother Timothy, that will judge you because he's in a choir or because he's in the men's something, like, oh, he has a position in church. So if, let's say you might actually like a girl, a threesome, you might not even want to say it to him because he will judge you.
Yeah,
you get that's so that's like basically why most people don't even want to try out their, you know,
their fantasy, that's true.
Something that they might like.
That's true. Yeah, I was
because they will judge you.
Yeah, I was been saying something like that in the previous episode about how this thing has cost a lot of sugar daddies and sugar mommy situations because most people are married to people that do not, you know, patronize their fetish. Like, if they even make a mistake to mention to their wife that, oh, I like to lick
threesome.
I like to put my tongue in someone's. I like I like, you know, all these weird things. I like to drink menstruation blood. That's a divorce. Like, your wife will leave you.
No, but please, though, see, the thing is, I think basically what they're supposed to do is during the time you are dating this person, just showing these words, because example me, I don't, I would not even marry somebody who wants to have sex with me in my dream when I'm in see my period. I would not love that. So talk to me about it first when we are dating, and see my response to it, and see if I like something like that before we get married. Because if I'm married and you say something like that to me, I'll get pissed. So talk to me about it while we are dating. Oh, babe. There was this friend who just used, you know, the friend of a friend story. Oh, this is my friend though that did this. And see my reaction to it. And see if I like it or if I don't. And do you know that there are some people who are married and they would actually want to explore threesome? That's why you see these men having a side chick.
Yes.
They want to do like a threesome.
Yes, exactly.
But because if I agree to the threesome thing, he might actually want, constantly want to do it.
Yeah.
He might actually want, you know, so just talk about it with your partner. Just gist about it. Ah, babe, do you like threesome? Oh, do you like this? Oh, do you like that? And see their reaction to it. I think that's like a good remedy to it, so that when you're married, it will not be an issue. It will not be, it will not be like something big that would lead to a divorce. That's what I think. Yeah. Just talk about it.
Yeah, most, I don't know whether it's like a thing that relationship experts or marriage counselors should be doing. Like,
that's something I don't think we'll have a lot of counselors in Nigeria.
We don't. Why would you be in a relationship with someone or in marriage with someone and you're not free to express your intimacy? Like, you cannot express yourself when you're black clothes.
They will say you're not godly. Like, that girl, she's too wild.
Cut godliness out of
me. No.
Cut godliness. God is happy with you.
Most guys like good girls. Just came back from church.
So many people don't know.
I just came back from church.
God is happy with you when you are able to please your wife. God is happy with you when your wife is able to give it to you the way you want it.
Do you know that there are some people that are married for years and their partner does not satisfy them sexually? Trust me.
It should be a very boring marriage.
No, but they will not say it now, because if they say it, if they say, oh baby, please, I like it when you finger me, the man will be like, what's that? Are you that bad?
Especially all
I thought you're
Igbo
a good
men.
Girl.
Igbo
I thought you're
men, number one.
But their side chick is saying the same thing to them. Let's try as much as possible to be to keep our guards down.
Yeah.
Especially men, allow your partner to share those, you know, fantasies with you. Oh, this is what I like. I like this. Let them talk. In relationships, they don't do talking. They don't allow you talk. They just want to knock, eat. That's it. Before you know, they are married. Learn to explore. Learn to talk about a lot of things while you are dating. These things help. When you get married, it will not be an issue. Do you get? So, like, allow people to express themselves. That's what I think.
Yeah, relationships should be like about people's happiness. Both of you come together to be happy together. So if you're not allowing your wife or your girlfriend to express herself sexually, then what is the purpose of that relationship?
My sister.
Someone else outside will be pleasing her.
Yes.
Someone else outside will be doing it for him.
Yeah.
If you're not ready to go all the way with your partner, then find another person and get married to the person, because someone else will do it for the person. And that's what is creating all these sugar daddies.
Exactly.
Side chicks here and there. It's because the side chick is willing to, you know, put her tongue in his anus.
Who they
you, the wife, will not put your tongue in your husband's anus.
Go to the extreme.
She will do it.
She will do
it. She will drink his urine.
More.
She will lick his. She will suck his. She will do anything he wants to do. And they are happy together. You know, he will pay $1,000, $10,000 for it. Meanwhile, you are the wife at home and you're the one that is supposed to be pleasing your husband. You're the husband at home. You're the one that is supposed to be pleasing your wife. So I feel relationships should be like your safe space, you know, to be able to explore different things, to be able to try out different things.
There's something else, right? Most guys / girls should learn how to satisfy their partners. That's something else we should, that's supposed to be a topic of its own.
Exactly.
Learn how to satisfy their partners. People who are in bondage, in marriage, trust me. Because, you know, maybe in 2 seconds, the husband will just get there. See, there are some women that like it slow. There are some women that like it calm. But the husband being so aggressive, BDSM, he wants to do it hard. Baby, hit me. Baby, no. Try to find out if your partner likes it slow or hard, or choke me, baby, or give it to me. Just learn your partner's learn your partner's fetish, learn your partner's fantasy, what they fantasize about, what they like, how they like it. Do they like it calm? Do they like it rough? The fact that you like it rough doesn't mean your girl or your husband or your wife likes it rough.
I hope people are taking notes.
Yes, that's something that is very important, trust me. A lot of people don't know how to satisfy their partner. That is a very, very bad thing in marriage and relationship.
Yeah.
So that's something else. Basically.
Yeah, that's something else. And you know, it also goes, you know, to show how, you know, sex education is not really like a big topic. Like
in Nigeria,
most girls shy away from all these things. Like you rarely see a girl like learning how to do some sexual things. Yeah. Like, okay, how to suck a dick, how to do this. Most of them just wait. And that's because of the propaganda, the sexual purity propaganda, which I really don't have much to say about. But then before you get married, you need to learn some things. It's just like maybe going to the university. Before you go in, you have to like do some study. So you don't go in there and you just, you know, look like a novice.
You will learn.
You're going to learn.
So you're going to learn. See, the thing is, I don't blame most people, actually. Yeah. You know, we're in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. You know how Nigerians behave now.
Yeah.
We're not in Obodo Yibo. Who they breed? Those ones, they're crazy on their own. But in Nigeria, especially your parents, even when we talk about people who are molested, that part, when you tell your parents, oh, mommy, this guy touched my brain. She says, shut up. Are you mad? Keep quiet. Don't let our labels hear.
Yeah.
So with that fear, you're inculcating into that child will not be able to express his or herself.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like the guys, their nanny might even be, you know, molesting them. And when they tell you, mommy, the nanny's touching me this way, you say, shut up. Don't let your daddy know.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that again, no.
Yeah.
With that fear that you're inculcating it to them, they will not even want to express themselves again anymore. I wouldn't even want to tell you anything again.
Yes.
You get? So with that fear, you see people actually dying in silence, even in marriage, because that fear they already have while they're growing up.
Yes.
Even in marriage, they will not even want to say if you touch them or if you don't touch them. And guys, there's something again you should learn about your partner's body. Try to learn about your partner's body. Why? See, there are sometimes that some guys, they just want to kiss you and stick their dick inside. They don't even know if you are wet. You don't even know if the girl is wet.
Hi.
What do I need to do to make her wet? She has to be wet to enjoy sex.
Of course.
So you have to know where to touch her. Would you touch her nipple? Where would you touch to make sure that, oh, my baby is wet too. Yes. So when you get in, it's sweet. It's interesting. Do I go faster when I'm in? Oh, baby, when you're... there's something again you should know. When you're having sex, talk. Oh, babe, should I go slower? Wow. Should I go harder? Wow. Should I go? Do you get? I don't have experience like that. So I read a book.
Okay, you read a
book. I read books. Yeah. I watch movies. Mm. I watch, you know, some very educative movies. That's where I learn. It's not like I'm not talking out of experience. Yeah. I'm just talking
out of the books you've been reading.
Yes. So learn, you know, you have to. Are you going to go slow? Are you going to go hard? Mm. Something like that. Things like that.
Yeah,
you should learn, because some guys, a lot of guys do it though, and it's very bad. The only thing in their head is, I want to come. That's so selfish of you.
Very selfish.
That's so selfish of you.
Very selfish.
When you want to come, think about the other person. You know that when a girl is not wet, when you put your dick in there, it's painful. Am I saying the truth?
Yeah, very painful.
It's painful. It's painful. You might even, you know, bruise her.
You bruise her. Yeah.
So please try as much as possible to make her wet, to touch her. And make her feel cool also, even when you know that she might not come. But it's fine. Just make her wet first so that it's easy to go in and she feels better. Rather than being selfish and just getting in there, just do your thing and you're out.
That's even the same. I can liken it to this saying. Yeah. How you lay your bed is how you lie on
exactly.
it. Exactly. If your girl is not, you can even enjoy yourself, do you know?
Yes, now that's another thing.
Your can get bruised. If I remember how
they
used to
put spit. They would. That's so bad. Stop
very,
it.
Very
We have oil, we have lubricants. There's a lot you get. And there's something again that some girls, they're not naturally wet, even when you try to make them wet. There are things you can take. You know, that would, you can take sugar cane, you can take pineapple, cranberry.
Yeah.
There's a lot. These are things that
grapes
will make you wet, my sister. So trust me. Also, you see, there are some girls that they don't like to talk. Me, I like to learn. No, I'll be like, when I heard my friend saying, oh, pineapple is good, I'm like, really? I've learned. I went to be taking pineapple.
Yeah, pineapple.
And sugar cane is so good. Trust me. Sugar cane is very good. When you take it, it makes you wet.
Very wet.
So, and another thing again you should know. For the ladies, try to understand your body. Because it's when you understand your body, you would teach your partner how to
do it.
Satisfy you.
Exactly.
If you don't understand your body, if you don't know where to touch, oh, if I touch my nipples, does it turn me on? There are some girls that get turned on you know, when you touch their nipple.
Number
there's
one,
some,
me.
Oh my God. There's some girls that, oh, when you touch their clit, they get wet.
Yeah.
There are some people, when you touch their ears, when you stick your tongue in their ears, they get. So understand your body. Understand what, you know, how you like it. That's the only way you can teach your partner how to satisfy you sexually.
Yes.
And for the guys also, please and please, we also want to learn. Teach us how to satisfy you. Oh, where should we touch? I know someone, when you touch his nipple, oh, he's gone. He's giving. He's ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. He don't come.
Everywhere don't pour.
You don't breathe. So, like, also teach us. We want to learn. If we're not satisfying you, you tell us, oh, babe, oh, touch my boobs. Oh, babe, kiss me. Oh, babe, yeah, talk.
Yeah, a lot of men teach have to be more vocal during sex.
They don't.
Most men are just there. They don't even moan. They don't even say anything. You have to be vocal.
Yeah.
You know, feedback is very important in anything.
True.
Then that's something sex. That's something I should do. You have to give feedback. You have to, like, oh, do it like this.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, right there.
There's
no
shame in
right
me.
There. There's no shame
for
in
me. Teach me. I want to learn. You get. You learn.
You learn. You're going to learn.
So, yeah,
so there's courses. There could be courses of sexual fetishism.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so there's one... maybe, you know, based on the society you grew up in, there are some certain things about maybe a woman's body that, you know, people from that particular area, for example, like Nigeria, Nigerian people are so obsessed with the Botox.
True.
You know, female Botox, female breasts. So that could, like, cause, you know, most people in that area to have that as a fetish.
Yes.
Because that's what they grew up seeing, you know, from the tender age,
teenage
age.
But that might not even be what you like. The fact that your friend likes nyash does not mean you like
you
nyash.
You like it.
Too.
You just they
so
just
So don't
follow.
Say, ah, see that nyash, because your friend is saying, ah, that nyash makes sense. So that nyash big. See, find out what you like. It might be breasts that you like.
That's it.
Might
explore.
Be, do you understand? It
explore.
Might be the that you like. Explore and find out what you like. Do you get? So that's another thing that people should think about.
Yes. Also, some other causes of this could be maybe children that were molested, yeah. You know, all this sexual abuse, child molestation can actually create some certain kind of fetish for some certain people when they grow up. You know, childhood trauma goes a long way.
It does.
There are some people that maybe they were molested and there's this thing that this person used to do to them when they were kids, you know, sexual abuse. Yeah. And when they grow up, that's all because that's what you've implanted in the mind of that child.
But
and then when
them.
They grow up, they have this thing as a fetish.
Yeah.
Because that's the earliest memory of sex for them.
That they have.
Yes.
But most of them, I'm not judging. I'm not saying that 95. I won't say 95%. I would just say maybe 10% or 20% of children that were molested. I feel that they like BDSM.
Yes.
Violence. When you're violent to them.
Yeah.
Because that's what they learned.
Yeah.
That's how the first sex they had,
that was how it happened
to them.
Yeah.
So they like it rough. They like BDSM and all that. So, you know, because of what they've gone through.
And most of them tend to have this fetish for older women or older men.
Yeah.
You know, most people that were sexually abused, they have this fetish for older.
Older,
you know, you can have
a
fetish for older people.
That's true.
Older men. And if it's an older woman or an older man, that's when you find that sexual satisfaction.
Exactly.
So that could also be another cause for it. Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know, maybe.
But people should educate themselves more.
Yeah.
In terms of, it's not bad when you read about sex. It's not bad. It's for your own knowledge, your own sanity and all. So people should pick up books, watch movies. Sometimes it's good to watch porn though, to understand. It's not watch porn to, you know, pleasure yourself, but watch porn to understand the phases, the styles, what's going on there. Why is this person doing doggy? Why is this person doing what's the style? Give me style. Doggy. What's the next
cowgirl?
One?
Cowgirl. Who the cowgirl. Why? Missionary. Okay. You don't do missionary anymore.
Oh my God. What's your best style?
Okay, cowgirl. I like to be on top.
Really?
I like to be on top.
She likes to roll.
I like to suffocate the person.
You see?
I will press you. You have to, for example, now if I'm on top, my boobs will be in your mouth.
It will be bouncing.
This is a secret between me and you.
Yeah,
it will not be bouncing. I will stuff the both of them in your mouth.
Really?
Yes.
By force.
I have to suffocate you. So I think I'll
don't
be a very
kill somebody's son.
People that like strangulation, choking.
You pass for them.
Yes, erotic asphyxiation. That's, you need me in your life.
Oh, God.
Yes, I will choke you. I will suffocate
you. Are you people hearing? Put a breath. Basically, yeah, true though. It's a lot. If we go on, like I said, if we go on.
This topic long.
In 20 years, we still there. We're not going anywhere. Don't leave
break?
No transfer. So, that turning off lights. I love it when the light is off.
Okay.
Because I feel I'm safe. People, I don't know if someone is recording me. I don't know if, you know, there's something. I just feel safe when the light is off. You get, just in case you want to do your bata things. So, but like you said, us having that thought that we are not safe, it's sad.
That, you know, a woman will have to say, okay, let us turn off the light because she doesn't feel safe. Like you're having sex with someone that you feel, okay, this is my person. Because I feel if you can have sex with someone, that means you've given that person some amount of trust.
True.
You know this person, or you've given this person your trust. Even if you don't really know the person, because anything can happen during sex, okay? So if we have to be scared, you know, someone is recorded, that means the world has gone to shit. The world is a scary place right now.
Trust me. Where are you from? I'm going to ask. Because the way you're talking, hey, God, they're
from Akwa Ibom.
I said this. Who they bring? This girl. Akwa Ibom.
I'm from Akwa Ibom.
I heard you guys love sex a lot. Is it true?
I don't know.
This girl, the way you're saying it,
I see
your eyes.
No,
I don't know.
No,
see the way she's doing it.
See,
this girl, you like sex.
Every tribe, in fact, every race in the world, they love sex. Every human being loves sex. So I think the thing about Akwa Ibom people is just like how you say, when you say Igbo people love money.
Yeah.
It's because it's not like other people don't love money, but Igbo people love money.
They're
putting the effort. You see them doing it, going to do their business. They take their business seriously.
So serious.
The thing with Akwa Ibom women is that from... as kids, you know, we are trained on how to take care of a man.
Wow.
You know,
that's
from
good.
Small, you're already telling you, okay,
no wonder.
Cook, clean. How will you do with your husband? You know, when you go to your husband's house, is this how you will do? Is this how you will cook? You're taught to cook. You're taught to clean. You're taught to do all kinds
all of that.
Things
all of
because
that.
Of your husband. So we already have this mentality that you are supposed to please a man.
True.
You know, you are groomed to please
because,
a man. So that's why when you now come, when a woman, a Akwa Ibom girl now gets into the bedroom with a man, this is her man. This is someone she's supposed to please. You know, this is the man she cooks for. This is the man she cleans for. So let me give it to you. You know, let me show you that
I've really heard a lot.
Yeah, so it's not like we love sex so much, but
you people love sex so much.
No, we love sex.
You like love sex so much.
No, we love sex like every other people.
But if I see any Akwa Ibom girl close to my man, I may boogie.
It's off or it's gone.
Where's?
It's gone.
It's because giving. What are you saying?
We will do it with passion.
And see, that's why I fear Akwa Ibom
girl will fuck a man, and a man will know that she's enjoying the sex. Like, she's not only fucking the man because.
But they don't circumcise you guys.
They circumcise some parts. Like, there's the Oron, I think.
That's
Oron people. Yeah, Oron people circumcise.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've not been circumcised, so I don't know. Oron people circumcise them, and I've
Please don't come close to my man. Don't come close. I'm warning you now.
I'm an Oron girl to get close to your man.
I'm warning you.
I'm an Aquaibom girl, but.
My Oron future man.
Are different species. Oron girls.
Don't come close.
Hey, Oron girls, don't try them. So you see, we put in the effort when it comes to taking care of a man. So it's not only sex.
Okay.
I can't say for the whole Akwa Ibom girls, because, you know, it depends. Most people are Akwa Ibomites, but they were not raised in Akwa Ibom.
Okay.
Or maybe their parents, their mom may be Igbo or anything. But most of Akwa Ibom women
put in the
effort. Yeah, it's the same tribe. Akwa Ibom and Calabar is the same tribe. Mm. They put in the effort for their man.
Hmm.
They do a lot. Yes, they go all the way.
I fear them. I won't lie. Man. I fear those girls.
If an Akwa Ibom woman should catch,
Akwa Ibom,
you know, most
Calabar,
people when they go to Akwa Ibom
I
for
fear
you,
know,
you NYSC
girls,
and all that,
with men,
they don't come back. If your man should go to Akwa Ibom, maybe for like maybe a vacation or something, you have to go with him because he may not come back.
People will steal him.
Quote me anywhere. He
will
not come
him
back
with the arms of Akwa Ibom girls.
Yes,
Akwa Ibom.
We are very warm. We're very welcoming. You know, we know how to make a man feel good.
Oh wow.
Yeah, that's let's put it like that. We know how to make a man
feel good.
Exactly.
Noted. So please, any Akwa Ibom girl or Calabar, please don't come close to my man. Thank you very much.
Don't come close to her man. No.
My future man, the one we have in the future.
I thought you said you're single.
That's what I said. In the future.
Okay, in the future.
My sister, please, leave me alone for that part. So there's a lot, though, you know. But another thing, again, is circumcision. Like, when they circumcise you, it reduces your sexual drive. That's something else.
Do you think so?
Yes, it does. I know so. I know
you
so.
You know so. Have I you been so. Circumcised?
I know so. I said, what did I say when we're talking? I said I read books.
Okay,
I read
friend.
A lot.
But I feel they say
I read a lot.
These Oran girls I'm telling you about, they've been circumcised and they go
they still
like
love sex.
They
No, but the thing is, what circumcision is what? It's to reduce your sexual drive. It reduces your sexual drive, trust me, 100%. Talking for
But you know that there are types of circumcision.
But when the is almost, you know, cut off, it reduces that part that your clitoris is where the sexual, you know, sense is.
Yeah. The sensitive
so when you reduce it, the sensitive part, when you reduce it, that's a part, that's what makes it bad. Not bad, but like someone who's going to, like somebody who is not circumcised, if you're going to love sex like 100%, somebody who is circumcised will love sex like 40-50%.
No, but these Oran girls, they love sex.
I'm not saying everybody now.
And
everybody,
also, you know,
trust me,
I think it's the type of circumcision that is done.
Yeah.
Because there's this other circumcision that they actually sew the space short. They close it.
Yeah.
So the girl cannot have sex. Crazy.
Yeah, there's not even sew. Cut it off.
Jesus.
They scrape it off. Huh? Trust me, yes. You might not even necessarily see the Trust me. There was a time that, I've seen someone who, you know, her was almost gone. Medically,
Jesus.
not seen. I'm not a lesbian, but like I've seen medically, she came into the hospital and all that.
Yeah.
So
wow.
When I asked her, do you like sex? She's like, not really. It reduces sexual drive. That's something else. So that's another thing. That's why I say when people are in a relationship, talk to your partner.
Yes.
Talk to them.
Let them know. Let them know who you are. Let them know
them
what
well.
You can do. Yes,
know them
exactly.
well. Why is it that my guy doesn't like it? You know, okay, why is it that my girl loves us to turn off the lights? Why does my girl loves, you know, doggy? Try to understand why this person likes
the why. The why is very important.
In a relationship,
in sex.
In marriage,
exactly.
Too.
Yeah, why is very important.
So, yeah.
You need to learn your partner. You need to learn your partner's fantasies, your partner's fetish, everything your partner is on about during sex. You need to learn it because that could easily cause a breach.
There are some guys that even have a tendency of being gay, but they form say they get girl.
Someone once told me that 95% of men are gay. And we almost got into a very serious argument about it. And he's a guy, and he's this research person. And he said 95% of men are gay. And I'm like, ha, how?
I don't know about
Please explain. And he said he's going to like do a thesis or something about it. That 95% of men are gay. That is just like the most things that makes us to like choose a particular sexual, you know, preference is society.
True.
Yeah. If given the chance, because I think someone told me that the sensitive part of whether the pleasure part of a man is in his anus, something like that. You know, the anus has a very,
sensitive parts.
Yes, sensitive parts. And that men don't have like the G spot or clitoris like women. I'm not really sure about that. But I don't know. Can you guys help us? Let us know in the comments, please.
But I want to ask you a question. Have you ever had a guy ask you during sex, during intercourse, can I stick my dick in your would you allow a guy to buy?
I have had.
Do you agree?
I can never agree to because let me just this is the rated 18 show, okay?
So I'm going open
to, we can
us.
Get messy. Tell us. We can get freaky, anything. So
there was this
time, I think that was last year during my birthday.
Okay.
So I don't know what happened. I think my water intake was low. I was not taking so much water. I don't know, I was stressed or something. Okay. I had to take a shit. That was like the worst day of my life.
Worst
day of my life because I was trying to like use the loo. I was trying to use the toilet and I couldn't like, I really had to force this thing out of me. Like I tried everything. I was crying. Then all of a sudden blood started coming out.
That part.
Blood.
That experience.
Very sensitive. So
It's bad.
And then that, you know, when you look at the shit or anything, it's not really that big. And then you compare it to like a
pet. At that point, tears will come out from your eyes.
I posted on Facebook for help. Like people should like suggest to me, what can I do? And all that. Because I was trying to like maybe push out a baby or something. And then at that moment, I was not like, how do people that have anal sex, how do they bleed? Do they have blood? That's like one thing I can never do. Although I say to myself, maybe if I get married and my husband likes, because sometimes you may want to explore something with your partner, and it has to be, for me, it has to be someone that is my permanent person.
Yeah.
You know, even if maybe
but
most marriages don't last.
I don't like
so
pain.
Long. No, someone once told me that maybe if you're doing it with your husband, you can go to the hospital. That there's a way I've forgotten what he said. They will open it for you in the hospital so that it will be easy access for your man. So for me, if I get married, I can
talk about
husband.
It.
That's
no,
the
I can't.
Person I can do that with.
No, that's why we have to talk about it. Please,
yes.
I can't. I feel it's painful. Me, I don't like pain.
Pain, yeah.
I don't. So I feel it's painful. Imagine, like you explained, No. It's very painful.
It's very painful.
And just imagine when you were virgin and when they were disvirgining you.
Then
was it not painful?
Pain. And
so imagine me experiencing
the
that again.
Is smaller.
No. Please, though. I don't want to.
If I get married, I may consider it if that's what my husband likes. If that's not what he likes, it's not something I like.
As an aquarium girl that you are, you have to satisfy your man.
Yes,
so
I'm that kind of person. I'm that person. I will satisfy my husband. If I get married, I will definitely, except it's maybe something so extreme, like maybe
what
eating
if,
shit or eating.
No, what if your husband says he likes threesome? You like it? You agree, I thought you said you pleasure him. You satisfy your man.
Okay.
Anything for your baby, boo boo.
Okay, if that is his fetish, that means I have to know that that's something that we'll be doing very often, and I will say no because jealous person.
Okay,
I will not say I'm a jealous person, but I could get jealous.
Very jealous.
Because if it's something that is just a one-off thing, something we just do to maybe spice up the marriage or anything.
Exactly.
But if that is his fetish, like something we'll be doing quite often, I don't think
you
I will not be comfortable
it.
With it because I want my husband to myself. You know, I'm pleasing you. I'm doing everything to please you. I'm doing everything to keep my husband. So why would I have to be like having threesomes every other day?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. If he wants to do that, then we'll also be having a threesome, two guys and me.
Ha!
Yeah, I'll get
Can
a
you
guy.
Take it?
Yes. If my husband,
oh
if my
God.
Husband says he wants to have, he has this fetish of threesome.
If you don't give her, how will she take it?
A threesome doesn't
it?
Have to only be two girls and one guy. I would tell him, okay, let us call one more guy.
True.
Yeah, you want a threesome, right? A threesome can be two guys and one girl.
You said you would do anything for him. You will satisfy your husband.
Yeah, I'll satisfy
you
my husband.
That's part of it.
Yeah, I'll satisfy
that's
my
part
husband.
Of it.
Yeah, I'll satisfy my husband, but there's also the conversation. If you're satisfying your husband, it doesn't really have to be to your own detriment.
True.
Because one, doing stuff for your husband, maybe cooking for your husband, pleasing your husband, mm-hmm. satisfying your husband in bed. Like I said, if you are fucking an Akwa Ibom girl, you see that she's also enjoying the sex. So it also has to be something that to your own benefit. You don't have to satisfy your husband and then you're coming out with injuries. Or because you want to satisfy your husband, he's flogging you.
You're now in pain.
Yes, not that kind of satisfaction.
Mentally.
Yes,
not that
kind of satisfaction. To me, my own satisfaction is we are happy.
Together.
True. Yeah, we have to be happy together. So if you want to do threesomes, if that's your fetish, I don't think
I can. But him doing the anal sex, that's not you being happy now. That's still you being in pain.
No.
But you want to do it. So why can't you do it?
There's a way.
Why can't you,
like I said, there's a way it can be done. There's a way it can be done.
There's a way they can do
not
this threesome
you
too.
You will not feel pain.
There's
no,
a way
there's
you can
no
do
way.
It.
If you're having
close your eyes.
If you're having threesomes all the time with different
not
people.
Not all the time.
No,
come
for,
on.
No,
he's not stupid.
No, when something is a fetish, you know, they have that reoccurrence. It's not just a normal thing like you just do like normal people.
Yeah.
A fetish is something like if you don't have it, you will not feel okay with yourself. So that will be you'll be experiencing it a lot. If that's his fetish,
what would you do about it?
No, I cannot take it. If your fetish
if you don't
is
take it, how will you get
okay,
it?
Okay, if your fetish is to have a threesome, mm-hmm. I'll say okay. You know, marriage and relationship is all about compromise, right?
True.
Okay, let's meet in the middle. Let's get a guy.
You're bad.
Let's get a guy.
You're bad.
Two guys and one girl. Yeah, we'll do your threesome. Threesome. There's no name. Threesome. They not say threesome has to be two. Threesome can even be three girls. Threesome can be three guys. Threesome can be two guys and one girl.
Foursome.
So we'll pick one. We'll pick that two guys. Yeah, we'll pick it.
Men. Nigerian men. This girl. You want them to throw you out
See,
of your matrimonial
Nigerian
home.
Men that like it.
The brain.
That two guys and one girl threesome. They are Nigerian men that like it.
You know that there are some guys actually like to watch a guy fuck their wife or girl.
Yes.
Some guys are like that.
Yes.
That's their fetish too.
Yes. I had a boyfriend that you know, wanted us to try that out. Like, he'll get somebody to fuck me and he'll be watching. But we thank God Almighty that relationship didn't work out.
Oh my God.
The relationship, God scatter it by force. So that relationship did not work out. Because me, Seth, that was even like, okay, this is, I was
even
thinking, is this, how will I
feel? But I feel that at a point, there's a way he will see you. There's a way he will be seeing you.
No, no, there's no way he will see you because, like we said, fetish. When something is a fetish, to other people, you know, like, especially Nigerian men, they always like to have an opinion.
Yeah.
They say, the
That's
man will
bad.
Not rate you again. That husband will not rate you. He's using you. But when it comes to fetish,
True.
See, people will do things. That person that is even doing that thing might even come on social media and be saying, you will not rate this wife again.
No.
But they're doing it.
They're not
going
to get married. Behind the scenes.
They're the ones doing it. But they'll come out on social media. Any man that does this is not a man.
If you are believing everything you see on social media. Because trust me, what's going on behind the scene?
Hey, it will shock you.
Just like those girls that say, I can never cook for a man. Me? For what?
Okay.
Meanwhile, my sister.
Auntie has a girlfriend that she's cooking fresh meals
with
every
wood,
day.
With wood.
With wood.
With
firewood.
Firewood. So if you are believing everything you see on social media, now you know.
Now
your own. Trust me. So, see, there's a lot going on though. There's a lot. See, when I and my friends, when they eat, we're talking about guys, we're talking about being in a relationship. And there's this, there's this friend I have. The boyfriend called her one time at night though. He was coming back from the club and he's like, oh babe, I'm hungry. I want to eat. And she jumped out from my house to cook for the guy. So when we're having a conversation, she was telling us, she said, oh, I can never cook for a guy, yo. Mm. Me? Why would I cook for him when I'm not married to him?
Okay.
And I was looking at her like, who is this one? You that used to leave my house at 12 a.m. to even cook for your guy. You're the one talking.
Please. Social media is not the best
doing,
place to take
see,
advice.
See, they will tell you, if he cheats on you, never, don't forgive him. Your boyfriend is constantly cheating on them.
And they are forgiving him.
Every day.
In fact, they are the ones, that will go and ask for forgiveness.
They'll say, baby, you know now. why would you do such? Babe, I know this is not you. This is just the devil.
Crazy.
Babe, please don't do it again. But they are telling you that they will never take it.
Exactly.
Just for the gram. Meanwhile, they are doing worse.
So everything is just about compromise and you understanding your partner. So if there's a fetish, that's why, like you said, having a proper conversation before you people go into like a serious relationship.
Very important.
Yeah, it's very important.
That's
to
number
know
one for me.
What you can do, what you cannot do, what you can take, what you cannot take. So don't just let things be thrown at you. Because there are some people that really do not really like care about how the other person feels.
True.
They don't even care, especially if you know how relationship dynamics works in Nigeria. The man is the head. Okay.
Yes.
So most times the man will just throw it on the girl because they've already gone that far. The girl has no other choice than to accept it. The guy likes to.
Do you know that?
There's this story I saw. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt you. That's story I saw where the woman was, you know, she was sending this anonymous message. Please hide my ID. Please hide my ID. My husband loves to insert eggs into my while we are having sex, and then he will ask me to lay the eggs for him. That's the only way he can come.
Are you serious? In this Nigeria?
In this country, in this Nigeria.
Oh my God, that's so
He will insert eggs into his wife's
the egg
and ask
break.
Her to lay boiled eggs.
Boiled or boiled raw eggs.
Egg. Boiled. And she'll now squat and like and be
See, people are going through a lot. They are going through a lot. All in the name of marriage and relationship.
Yeah.
They are going through a lot.
Imagine that. And you have to accept, you know, all these fetishes. And some people may not even know. They may start saying, you know, if you go on Facebook and see all these crazy stories and you see the crazy comments, and people will be saying he's a ritualist.
Yeah.
He's doing ritual. He's not doing any ritualism. He's fetish.
True.
He's not a ritual. He's his fetish. I know it could be weird to some people.
Talk about it. Yeah. Don't force me into it.
Exactly.
Talk about it. It's not when I'm married to you. Now tell me, babe, can we do? Oh, babe, can we? Tell me about
babe,
it
I
first.
I want to put egg into you. You will not put egg into my. If you did not tell me before we entered the marriage, even if you tell me yourself, I will not enter that marriage. So it's better you tell me. And because someone like me, I cannot just accept anything thrown at me that is not something that I would like to do. And this woman was crying out. She said she has been getting infections. And that's another ugly side of, you know, this fetish
thing. Doing all
these
things. True.
You are prone to serious infections, serious bacterial infections, viral infections,
very
STDs,
bad.
STIs.
A lot.
You know, because you are doing things that are out of the ordinary. Bodily fluids are exchanged. Yeah. Imagine someone leaking menstrual blood. You don't know what
so
is
bad.
In. And you know, that's like a waste product.
Exactly.
You know, urine is a waste product. And someone that is drinking it in, you could contact a lot of diseases,
a lot of,
you know, STIs. A lot of diseases. So you have to be very careful.
Very, very.
You have to be very careful. That's why you have to know who you're going into a relationship with. Okay? Yeah, because that's one of the easiest ways to catch
those
a disease.
Things, yeah.
You know, when you're doing all this stuff, you're not wearing any protection.
No.
Like normal penetrative sex, you wear a condom. There's female condoms,
exactly.
There's male condoms.
True.
But when you're doing all this fetish, sucking someone's fingers, someone's dirty fingers.
Someone putting their toe in your...
Someone's dirty toes.
You know.
Someone's
dirty. You know that that thing is even very common.
Putting what?
Their toe.
In someone's
No, it's very common now. I've heard of it a lot of times. People want to do it. I just feel that that's so dirty. A lot
it's
of dirty,
so dirty
stuff. A lot
it
of dirty.
Is
me,
dirty.
I'm too particular
there.
About a lot
I
of things.
I put it to you out there that is doing this. Allowing someone to put toes in your that is dirty. You will catch STD. You will catch STI. You will catch HIV.
This girl.
You will catch.
They will come for you.
Hepatitis. Staphylococcus aureus.
Put them free.
Like what?
No,
would
but
you...
but those things are actually it's not cool.
It's not cool.
There's some even see. It's not like we are judging, but like before you do some things, think about it. Think about the side effects.
Think about,
you know, what is this thing going to do to me?
Like, that one is too extreme.
It's
you know,
too
the,
extreme.
The woman body, like the body of a woman is very
it's
sensitive.
Very, very.
Very prone to infection. It's not like a man. You know, women are open.
We're very
a
open.
Man's body, like nothing can really happen except maybe orally or
yes.
to their anus, which most men may not like want to do.
True.
So you allowing a man to put his feet in your vagina. How do you know if the feet is sterilized?
It's sterilized.
You, and people don't know that when they're having
feet.
Sex, they don't even think about it. Like, okay, let's clean the toes, let's sterilize.
They you need to sterilize feet?
You can't. Abasimbo, Abasekan.
Ah, this one, my language is ore, nekweso. Where?
No,
that's too extreme.
That.
That's too extreme. It's not.
No.
It's also. It's good and it's bad.
It has
advantage
and disadvantages.
Disadvantage.
Exactly.
So let's just not.
And most
too
of the disadvantages are faced by women. At the
True.
End of the day, women are the all
that
always
will suffer
on the receiving end.
Before you know, you say, okay, let me allow him. Before you know, he has gone to another girl. It doesn't even. Those things don't even keep a man. It doesn't even still keep a man. You get. So even turning, let him, suck my knee, let him do, put his tongue in my ears, allow him put his toe in your he will not keep him, man. It will still not keep him.
He's still cracking me up.
It will still
put
not
toes in the
Yes, so it will Christ. Still not keep him.
Hey,
so God. Just know what you are doing.
Know what you are doing. Hey, that's just what you're doing. Those ones that are fucking dogs. Know what you are doing.
Hell, that's the
disease
worst.
That a dog will give you. Nigerian doctors do not have a cure for it.
Horse, uncle. You are saying dog.
In
what
Nigeria,
a horse?
Are they doing horse in Nigeria?
Anything for the mullah.
For real, in Nigeria.
If you know,
the
you know.
Disease, I don't know if that will be called STI. Nigerian doctors, they've not even cured malaria. Don't get carry disease because why are you having, you're not even taking like the dog's feelings into your consideration.
True.
The dog is feeling bad. You are forcing.
Are you sure? The dog we saw online was enjoying it too. That dog that was in like the. He said,
dogs know the difference. Do they feel it? Do they know, okay, this is different?
No,
from
they
would
know now. Why would they not know a human being and a dog?
If
they
dogs
know
could
now.
Talk, we could actually like invite them.
Yes, true. For an interview. We'd invite them. Hey, doggy. Were you enjoying
you
it?
Like that doggy.
It's true. Were you enjoying it or not?
Were you enjoying that?
No,
it's
but
true, most of them, they're always smiling. They're always enjoying
you
it.
You see them doing their tail.
But
I feel they are enjoying it.
But it's still kind of like rape because. Or is there anyhow, like maybe if a woman is just lying down, like can a dog just go and start and put his.
There are some dogs that are like that. Because they're because they're already. There are some dogs that. I saw a video that. I saw the dog trying to, do this sexual thing with the chair that was just an empty chair. He was trying to, dogs, unlike a human being, if we're horny. We have control.
Yeah,
dogs don't.
Yeah, they
when they're horny, they just want to stick their dick into anything.
That's why they say men are like dogs.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, yo. Not be me talking, now she talk.
That's why they say men are like
dogs. So, like,
most men don't have control.
Most dogs, they don't have control. So, they want to stick their dick into anything. So, I feel that if they say any, open your down, if dog no go enter. They don't have sense now, so. I just feel that.
So you open your down for a dog. A dog will put his.
When they are horny. Hey.
Wow.
Have you seen a dog when they are ready during their heat period? They want to hit. They want to hit it hard. They want to hit it hard. I'm serious.
My own is the diseases. The diseases.
These people don't fear. Just like when a girl. Most people that I heard. I heard though that in Dubai they still go and eat shit. And all of that because they're gonna get a lot of money. So most people, I think that they've zeroed their mind to the fact that I just want to make the mullah. I want to make money. So whether disease or not, I don't fucking care.
But
do you understand?
But see, let's see it like this. At the end of the day, if you are eating shit, I don't think it's that bad.
Compared to what?
I don't think it's that bad to eat shit. Because wait, let me
give
you this scenario. The food you eat, the food you take in, at the end of the day, is your body that is processing it and bringing it out.
No, what do they call that? Waste.
Of course.
Waste product.
But
I don't food think... is fresh.
Yeah,
that
food
one is
fresh.
Not. Do you know what has undergone?
Of course.
Ah, no.
But it's still your, it's the human.
It's not body. Your own now. It's not like you're taking your own feces. It's
no,
somebody
trying,
else's
I'm
own.
I'm trying to give,
but it's
I'm trying to give
way,
them hope.
God.
You know, I'm, tra- I'm
See,
trying
have
to
you
give
ever
them
seen...
hope, not to make
no,
them feel
No, nothing like that, though. Please. Please, people should stop it. It's not nice. You can't. Do you get? It's called waste product.
Waste product.
You can't be taking in waste product. Imagine when if when you see. Have you ever seen a food that is bad?
Yeah, some people.
You see how bad it smells. It's not good. Like, can you even take something that is expired? That's an expired product. Please, it's not good. Don't take it.
But maybe that's their mindset when they are eating it.
No, well, their mindset is the money. No, their mindset is the mullah.
No, there are some people that do it for just
pleasure.
Yeah. They don't
do
it for
I've
money.
I've never seen anybody like that.
Scatophilia. They just do it for pleasure. They just eat shit for fun. The girl like just be directly above them and be
saying it. I just want to.
They'll be licking.
Yeah, this girl. Nyak. I just want
like
to.
Me, I would like to do it to somebody. Yeah, I can do it to somebody.
But let them do it to you.
No,
look at this girl.
I will do it.
She wants to do it to somebody.
Baby, lick that shit.
Lick it.
Lick
the
shit.
All those ones I to do put.
Are you satisfied?
Oh shit! No way! No way! Please!
Oh my god! Oh, have you heard of this one? Fart fetish. Fart mess.
Yeah. No, at least that one is air. That one is air.
They'll be putting their mouth, like they put their mouth in the asshole, cover the asshole with the mouth, and then when the person
wants to fart,
they will now.
No, like, see, do you know that all those things are so disgusting? They're so disgusting. Oh, what about people that want you to leak their injury? They are so. They want you to leak their open injury. They
is
want
that
you
one fetish?
Yes, now.
Eh?
Yes, now.
I thought that's like rituals.
Be there now.
I thought it's ritual.
No, but you that's say people can eat shit. Yeah, people can lick people, lick their someone's wound.
So the person will be enjoying it when they're licking.
Yes, now.
Hey, God of mercy. Mm-hmm.
What are people that want you to stick frog in your too?
Frog.
No.
Is it not? I've been hearing all these things. I thought it's like ritualistic. It's still part of fetish.
Who they breed
frog and people will stick.
I read though.
Okay, what and they'll get pleasure from watching the girl put it inside.
Mm-hmm. What about snakes and all of that? Those things.
That one is like that one is meant. Color ments are like everything are scattered. It don't bust. It don't end.
It tear.
It don't tear. But how would someone leak someone's
please,
injury?
These things, you know, you'll be prone to diseases. You'll be prone to a lot. Think about your health.
Can
health
you
is
your
wealth,
life?
Though.
Yes, health.
I know
is
that
most.
Money is good. Money is important.
Pleasure is good, but you have to be careful.
Pleasure is good, but like, let's just. A lot of people will say I like norm. I like normal stuff, but like, I just feel that if it's too extreme, it's not good for your health.
Yeah,
but a lot of people don't care. They don't give a.
Yeah, just do a little bit of this and that. You know, don't go too extreme.
Too extreme.
Don't, you
to
don't have to
that you even
hurt people.
Go through pain.
Yeah,
injuries,
or hurt yourself because of that. Okay.
And there are some things, those things are not actually good to your health. It's not, it might not even come now.
Yes,
later.
Exactly, later on in
but they'll say and so. But you don't want to be living in hell when you're getting old.
And that's their business. If you came to this world and you feel like all you came to this world is to enjoy sex,
for
is
the
to
moment.
Eat shit, and to drink urine, and you know, and that's your balanced diet, please eat it. Enjoy your life. You have your life. Do it. We that are here, we will do the one that we know how to do. But no, you know, jokes apart here.
Jokes
just
apart,
be careful.
Though. Just
whatever
be careful
you're doing,
out there.
Just be careful.
Just be careful out there, please. Because going to the extreme to do a lot of things just to pleasure yourself.
Yeah.
No, no.
You will
no
hurt
way.
Yourself.
Yeah.
You know, there's this video I saw that, you know, they had to rush this woman to the ER because she had, like, pushed her vibrator
into her.
Yeah, was
yeah, that's another one.
Yeah, pushed it cucumber. Inside, and the thing like she couldn't bring it out again.
True.
Ha.
A lot too.
Please, don't lose your life.
Yeah,
even
said cucumber.
Sex.
What about bottles? Big bottles.
Inside
before God. People do a lot.
This has really suffered.
Though. It has taken.
This
has really. I saw one.
Has
no,
been shaking.
The guy was putting his head in the girl's.
Oh, seen that one.
You've seen that
his
one. Jesus, waiting happen.
I've seen it.
This come on.
What
I know,
has
we,
done
we
to
not
you?
Saying a rubber, but like you won't cut them. It they cut them.
What has it, done
no,
to
really.
People?
It they cut. Chikwe, chikwe, why
your
biko?
Pity your has feelings.
Yes,
your p is a person. You are a person.
Exactly.
I'm a person. Your p is also a person. We are
please.
All persons. See, pity your p
and your
pity your pity your
everything.
You have only one.
You
have only one. You have only one.
Exactly.
Eat. Anything you're doing, do it safe, okay? Play safe.
Be
stay
safe.
Happy. Be safe, okay? So, guys, we have come to the end of this episode. This was quite a very hot topic.
I love
Let
it.
Let me know what you guys think in the comments. Let me know your experiences. Tell us everything, okay? This is the Rated 18 show. Tell us everything in the comments. I still remain your girl, King Chick, a.k.a. Big Baby, and
MFLA Victory, a.k.a. Valanche.
We say bye guys. Ciao.
Bye.